Happiness and Joy in Jerusalem is the first solo exhibition of artist Hannah Helen Rosenberg, which opens at the Heichal Shlomo Museum of Jewish Art this Friday, November 16th. The colorful works in the exhibition reflect the artist's personal journey, both spiritually and physically, as embodied in her move to Jerusalem. Rosenberg spoke with reporter Naomi Segal.
My work is very colorful, full of movement, expression. The purpose of my work, my main message, is to celebrate being Jewish, the joy of being a Jew. The subjects that I have are the celebrations, for example, Simchat Torah, Sukkot, Shabbat, Haknasat Sefer Torah, and many other subjects that are part of the Jewish world and life. All my work is based on my own observations and experiences. I have sketchbooks, and I love going out into the streets and sketching people, and I use those in my artwork.
So these images are drawn from scenes of life that you yourself have seen.
Yes. The big changing point in my life was in 2006, 12 years ago, when I made Aliyah. I went to live in Jerusalem, and I lived on Rehov Beit Hillel, number 49, very close to Machne Yehuda, and I was renting a very tiny studio apartment, no room for an easel, and so the outdoors was my studio, the great outdoors, a wonderful, vibrant life going on around me were my subjects, the people shopping and going about the daily life and the business, taking rests, talking to each other, eating, drinking coffee, all kinds of situations that were going on around me, and I sketch them. And you base my paintings on these people, on the experiences in Yerushalayim and my observations, and still I do that in Be'er Sheva. I continue to paint from my observations and experiences.
There's a joyous feel to many of your paintings. Do you see that that joy in those scenes of the street, or is it also something about your internal emotional barometer?
It is my internal emotional barometer. You've got a very good expression there, yes. It is my interpretation of what I see and what I feel about the people that I'm looking at and the things that they are doing. And I'm often taking part in the same experiences. And I also paint from memory. For example, I've got a few paintings on Kabbalat Shabbat, and they are based on a beautiful Friday night in Yerushalayim when the service was outdoors in the lovely warm air, and I could smell the foliage, the trees, and I looked up at the stars and the sky. I looked up at Hashemayim, and I felt such joy. And then I painted it, like, after Shabbat, while all this joy was still in my mind and my imagination. Then I sketched it and drew it. So although I say I sketch from observation, but also from memory, remembering experiences and feeling experiences.
Have you always painted?
To start with, I started my formal art training when I was 16, living in England, in Bradford, and I got an art degree with honours from Maidstone College of Art, which is very close to London, and I've been an art teacher. I had a teaching career all my life until I made Aliyah in 2006, and I had, earlier on in my life, I did more painting, even alongside my teaching, but as time went on and the national curriculum came in and I had promotion and my work was more demanding, I found I had very little time for painting. But not only that, I didn't really know what I wanted to paint, what my purpose of painting was. And it's since making Aliyah and actually going through a learning at Makom Meir for a conversion and converting to Judaism and living in Yerushalayim, which has been my dream fulfilled, that it became plain to me like Hashem spoke to me and he said, now it's time for you to paint. Now I'm going to give you reason to paint.
Artist Chana Helen Rosenberg. The exhibition opens November 16th at the Heichal Shlomo Museum of Jewish Art and runs through December 30th.